Next patient was Linda Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, Ferguson Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Date of birth is 4-17-69. Date of visit is 12-23-24. Please make copy for Draghi Bogdanovsky, B-O-G-D-A-N-O. VSKI Bogdanovsky. Draghi is D-R-A-G-I. Draghi Bogdanovsky. D-O. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is COPD and history of lung nodules. Next paragraph, history of illness. This is a 55-year-old female who has a history of smoking for over 38 years, has recently been sent for a chest CT, which was a screening chest CT done on 11/12/24. The chest CT showed multiple ill-defined nodular densities in the right upper lobe and right mid-lung. And many other sub 3 millimeter peribronchial nodules in the right upper and lower lobes, as well as 7 millimeter nodules in the right lung base. Period. The findings were possibly suggestive of an infectious process. The patient states she has a cough. She has no fever, so she coughs up dark sputum. She has no chest pains and denies recent weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for a partial hysterectomy, history of recurrent bronchitis and pneumonia, history of hypertension, and the history for COVID-19 infection in 2020. She has had history for respiratory failure with pneumonia. Next, allergies to codeine. Next, habits. The patient smokes half to one pack per day, has done so for 37 years. Alcohol use, none recently. Next, family history. Father died of cancer of the lymph nodes. Mother is alive in good health and has diabetes. Next, system review. The patient has had no fever or fatigue, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has hay fever and hives. She has a persistent cough, denies abdominal pains, nausea, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no legs. She has leg swelling. And no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness, and she has headaches and numbness of the extremities and no blackout spells. Next, med list included albuterol, inhaler 2 puffs, TIDPRN, losartan 100 milligrams daily, Coreg 6.25 milligrams BID, and Flonase nasal spray. Next, physical exam. This thinly built, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no clubbing, cyanosis, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse 64, respiration 20, tension 97.5, weight is 148, saturation 95. HEND are non-sphenic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation, nasal mucous edematous. Next, supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered visas in the upper lung fields with no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular husband on S2 with no murmur on S3. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities will no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflex of the 1+, with no gross motor deficits. cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin and all lesions are noted. Next, paragraph, fresh number one. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis number two is multiple lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number three is nicotine dependency. Number four is reactive airway disease. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to quit cigarette smoking. Use a nicotine patch. She was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. A follow-up chest CT in 4 weeks. Also advised to start on an nebulizer with Duonep solution 3 times a day. And was placed on Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 10 days and prednisone 20 milligrams daily for 1 week and 10 milligrams daily for 1 week. She will use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. A follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. If there is persistent nodularity, a bronchoscopy will be suggested to evaluate the lung nodules. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Draghi Bogdanovsky, B-O-G-D-A-N-O-V-S-K-I-D-O. Thank you.